Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some significant developments in the advertising and media landscape. First up, we're seeing a sharp decline in news advertising spend. WARC's latest Global Ad Trends report paints a concerning picture for journalism. Ad spend on news brands is forecast to fall to $32.3 billion this year, marking a dramatic 33.1% drop since 2019. What's particularly striking is that only 51% of ad spend now goes to professionally produced content, down from 72% in 2019. Why is this happening? Keyword block lists are a major factor. These tools prevent ads from appearing alongside stories deemed controversial or distressing, effectively demonetizing news content. Brands are increasingly favoring softer content like sports and lifestyle over hard news. In the UK, Nielsen reports that just 3.7% of total TV ad spend in 2024 went to news programming, amounting to only £177 million. In other news, Meta has announced it will begin training its AI models using public content from Facebook and Instagram in the European Union. This comes after previously pausing these plans due to regulatory pressure and data privacy concerns. The company has emphasized that only publicly shared content will be used for training as they work to align their AI offerings with regional privacy standards. This move follows the recent EU launch of a limited version of Meta AI, which arrived significantly later than in the US and other markets. Lastly, Barb has launched a beta phase for overnight commercial spot ratings. This is a meaningful development for advertisers and broadcasters alike. Now, Barb will be able to provide overnight ratings for individual commercial spots, giving much deeper insights into ad performance beyond just the programs they appeared in. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more insights from the ever-evolving world of ad tech and media.